to it that the chol giura debina shakilna. Any type of a measurement that I want to take, I'll take it back. I guess 40 measurements of wheat. But like the Rashi, v'eizem mida shetzekach. Any type of a measurement, any type of a barrel I want to use, I'll be allowed to take. So what did Bakapora do? Shokel dikula rabbi took a big basket, chafaya kufra, he smeared it good with tar inside. In other words, that no wheat would fall out of it. The sachli aration, he put it on top of his head. The ozen, he walked in front of Rebbe with a barrel on top of his head. The yomel, and he told Rebbe like this, lecholimar aboying yurichiti. I want to collect now my 40 bushels of wheat to Rashina b'chor, that I have a right to take from you. So I'm not clear, but when Rebbe saw this though, his ochach Rebbe. Rebbe started to laugh. He saw Bakapora come with a basket on top of his head to collect his 440 bushels. It made Rebbe laugh. Is omalei, so Rebbe said to Bakapora, lav, asaticha, tloy tiptuchun. Didn't I warn you, please don't make me laugh today. What do you do here? Omalei said to him, what do you want from me? Chita d'rishina konasivna. I have a right to get 40 bushels of wheat. You told me to give it to me. So I'm coming to collect it. Right, so not exactly what's going on here, I'm not too sure, but that's what happened here. Right. Omalei Bakapora Labraite the Rebbe. So Bakapora told Rebbe's daughter, Lamocha tomorrow, Shasina Chamra, I'm going to drink wine, Birkudo Diyavuch, when your father's going to be dancing, over Kikuna Diyimach, your mother's going to be singing. That's what Bakapora told Rebbe's daughter. That tomorrow your father's going to be dancing and your mother's going to be singing and I'm going to be drinking wine. What happened? Ben Elosha Chasme the Rebbe. He was Rebbe's son-in-law. Bar Elosha. Heve, V'yosha Godel Heve was a very rich person. Is Azmne Levehilula the Rebbe Shimon Berebi. He was invited to the Chasna of Rebbe Shimon Berebi, Rebbe's son of Shimon. Omalei Bakapora Rebbe. So Bakapora now to Chasna said to Rebbe, my Tueva, what's the Pshan the Pasuk Tueva? What does the word Tueva mean? So Kol Diyomalei Rebbe Dehochinu Tueva Pochai. Whatever Rebbe answered back what the word Tueva Pasha means, I'll say Znus. Don't go after Tueva, bad things, adultery. So whatever he answered back, he had kashas on it. Is Pocher Bakapora? Kapora asked questions on the answer. He said, he asked some questions back. Omalei, so Rebbe said to Bakapora, okay, Pasha Sat, let me hear you explain it. Omalei said to him, Taisi Teveschi Tirmali Natla. I'll only do it if your wife will bring me out a glass of wine. Is Osir Omalei called his wife? And Omalei to Rebbe, Tetu Rebbe, Kum Roktuchli. I want you also to dance. I'll tell you like this, Om Rachmana, Tueva Toya. That Tueva means the word Toya, like he got lost. That's called Tueva. Toya Atabo. Toya Atabo means, Rashlan Shemaniach, Mishkeve Isha, Voylech Etzel Zachar. That Tueva means you're leaving over your wife and going to a Zachar. That's called Tueva. So Vice of the Kitzah, this is the way Bakapora got Rebbe and his wife, that Rebbe had a dance in front of him, and his wife herself was singing there. So it was Mekuyim what Bakapora told Rebbe's daughter, that I'm going to have your father dancing in front of me with the wine, and your mother's going to be singing. Vaita. Osa bol kosa achrin. They brought him another cup of wine. Omalei, now he asks another question. My tevel. What does the word mean, tevel? Omalei ki inyone kadmo. You do the same thing as before, I'll tell you now. Come and dance in front of me. So omalei ividli. The Omalechor, I'll do it, what does it mean? The Omalechor of it, Omalei Tevel Hu, means Tavlin Yeshbo, means there's spice over here. Mintzniya Hodebiya, min Kulavias. Tavlin Yeshbo Betzmiya, my Sniya Hodebiya was over there. Kloimer, Heich Menachas Ben Minor, Leilaches Labhemus. His Tevel means that you live with an animal. It's called tevel, like you're leaving alone people and living with an animal. That's called tevel. Omalei is so my zim. What does the word zima mean? Omalei evad kinani. Do like we did before. Cut more of it. He did it. The omalei zu ma zu la yicho ben elosha la mezvo. Zu ma zu. He said loshin suffik shanyadaya me mihi misaveris. Zina means we don't know from who she became pregnant. In other words, she's a zayna. That's called zima. Zima means zumahi. We don't know from who she became pregnant. It's like koponim lelichol ben Elisha lemesev. Elisha couldn't take this conversation. What he was talking about? He's gone from nothing. He got up and left. Who? Ve'yintesis mitamon. Yeah, and he went out of there. My ben Elisha wasn't ben Elisha the Tanya. Lo lechinam pizah ben Elisha's meisav. Not for nothing. He give out all his money. El laharas ben tas barish akhan gadol. He spent a lot of money to learn to give a haircut like the Kohen Gadol got. To see the pasuk says kisayim yichosmu es rishayim, that they took a very good haircut to Kohen Gadol. Tona, how was it? Kein lulanisa. It was like the haircut of lulinus. What is that? My lulinus. Amr Rav Yehuda, Tesparto Yechidois, they cut with one scissor, they cut off one hair at a time. Hechidami, Amar Rava Rosh Shozer, Bitsadikra Shozer, each hair reached the root of the next hair. Final Tasperus of Kohen Gadol. That was the Tasperus of a Kohen Gadol. So kids, that's what Elisha spent his money on, to learn how to take such a fancy haircut. Then the Mishnah says, but last Hamutza, if you have this of cucumber with vinegar, also you'll not eat it. My the last Hamutza, what does that mean? I'm a Shmuel Kroh Karkuzoi. It means a pumpkin of Karkuzoi. Rav Ashi Yoma the last Hatmuna Bremetz. No, it means a pumpkin that's hidden with coals. Eisu Ravin Rav Ashi, Vin Yitzkash Rav Ashi. Rav Nechem Yoma the last Armis. It means a cucumber from Armis. He the last Hamitzvus. That's also a cucumber from Mitzrayim. Kalayim. It's called Kalayim. Im Hayoynes Kalayim. Im Amratzchis. It's Tiyuf Tzatzakasha. But Tiran says Alma Lav Tumuna Remes. It wasn't hidden in coals. Elamin the last, the type of a cucumber he. Shenikras Ramutza, that's the name of it. Senecham Itzakashanim. He says it was a cucumber hidden in coals, and he brought a Mariah back. No, that's the name of this cucumber.
And that's Pshan's Mishnah. It says, the Klein im Harmutza, it's Klein with Harmutza. So see, Harmutza is the name of a cucumber, and not a type of a cucumber that was put into coals. Alright, we'll stop here.
I'll tell you. You're holding up Nun Aleph from Aleph. No, again, the last Gemara was over the last Hamutza. Last Gemara. Gemara says, "My the last Hamutza." What does it mean? The last Hamutza that's Mutta. That means a cucumber that comes from Hamutza. So Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel Kro Kakuzoi." It means a pumpkin from Kakuzoi. That's what the last Hamutza means. Rav Ashi says, "No, it means the last." I mean, the type of a cucumber had tmuna b'remetz that was hidden in a remetz in a coal by coals. Now that's what the last hamutza. It's not a name of a cucumber that came from a place, but hamutza means it was hidden b'remetz in coals. So this gemara says no, that's not pshat. Eisvei have a kasha on this. Eisvei Ravin l'Ravashi. Ravin has a kasha to Ravashi that it says Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya says the last armis. If you have a delas. A cucumber from Armis, which is he, that is the last Mitzris, is the same thing as the last cucumber from Mitzrayim. Kalayim, it has a Nisa Kalayim if it's grown together with Im Hayavonis, with a cucumber, if I say it's from Greek, a Greek cucumber, is Kalayim Im Harmutza. It's also Kalayim with the last grown in Harmutza. So here you see, the last Harmutza is not the Pshat. It's a type of a cucumber that was hidden the remits, but rather it's called a cucumber from this place. It's called the last Harmutza. So Tiyufta, it's like a Tiyufta on Ravashi. Ravashi wanted to say it means the last Atmuna Beremitz, and yeah, we bring a Raya, no, it means Harmutza.
Yeah.
The Mishnah says like this, Hanoide Mimaisa Kedera. If someone makes a Nisa Neder, not to eat something that's a Maisa Kedera. Something that was cooked in a pot. So Lachar is an osur ella mi meiser rischosa. You only osur something that had to be cooked up a lot. So meiser rischosa, the Ram says like this. Meforshav yashalmi a zel meiser rischosa. What does that mean? Something boiled up a lot, something very hot? It means like cereal. They're going chilka, targin, vetisni, soilus, vieris. These are like types of wheat that was chopped up into two, three, or four parts to it. kitzah came into a type of a cereal that behind the kum ha'enu osa elu mimaisa resachos v'nikras resachosa al shem shetzorach la'asich l'vashel harbi. These things you have to cook up a lot. These are type of cereal that the way you eat them is to be cooked them up a lot. So that's called a maisa kedera. A maisa kedera means something that has to be cooked a lot in a pot. What about omar koinem ha'yorid l'kedera? The person made a nisa neder, I must not eat anything that goes down into a kedera. So then we say, koinem ha'yorid l'kedera, sheni toim, that I won't eat anything that went into a pot. Then the lachur is osa b'chol anasa b'kedera. Any type of a food that you have to cook in a pot becomes also not only a ma'isa rischosa, something that needs to be cooked a lot, but even something that has to be cooked a little bit. If you said you're answering on yourself, anything that goes into a pot, so anything that was cooked in a pot is also. So when I said like this, Tanya, we learn like this. Ha'noida min ha'yorid l'kedera. If somebody makes an issa neder, he can't have enjoyment from something that went into a pot. So lachur is osa b'yorid l'yulfus. He's even also with something that went into like a stew pot. An ilf is like a frying pan. It's a deeper pot than stama kedera. Why? Shekva yorad le kedera koidim shayorad le ilfus. Because before you put the food into the ilfus, that's like a digger pot that cooks longer. First you put it into a regular kedera, into a pot. So if you made a neder, not to eat something that goes down to a kedera, you're even also biyorad le ilfus. Because at one time before that, went already to a kedera. What about min ayurid l'yulfus? Somebody said he's only making himself osar on food that went into the stew pot. Is muta b'yurid l'kedera? Then he's muta teed food that only went into a regular pot because it didn't go into an ilfus yet. And the Ran says, Kamash Malona teaches us, the loy taima don't think that kol sarhasichu oyser resicha kala k'moish yurid l'yulfus. Maybe anything that was cooked up in some heat, even though it was in a regular pot, it's also considered yorid liyufis. So Kamash will know that he means, mamish what he says, yorid liyufis. That's like a stew pot that cooks it up better, so you only usher with food that goes into the yufis. What about somebody makes a neder, min ha'nasa b'kedera? Somebody says, I can't eat something that was made in a pot. You should know then, muta b'nasa b'yufis. You're allowed to eat something that was made in an ilfus. So Rav explains why. He says, Mishrum denase, that to be said it was made, nase means gemar asiya mashma. It was finished off there. Mishrum achi muta benase b'yufus. Afal tisha kva yorah de kedera. Mishrum de mikomokam gemar asiyosai lehevah de kedera. If a person says this lashon, he's making a nisa neder from something that was nase b'kedera. So nasa b'kedera means it was finished off in the pot. So you mutta to eat food that was finished off in the ilfus. Even though the food that goes into the ilfus before that was put into the pot, but you didn't make an issa stam, something that goes into a pot, you mean to ask them in hanasa b'kedera means something that was finished off in the kedera. So therefore it's mutta to eat something that was finished off in an ilfus. What about min hanasa b'ilfus? If you make an issa neder, you can't eat food that is finished off in the stew pot. Then we say muta b'nasa b'kedera. You're allowed to eat food that was finished in the kedera. Kurdis pshita, because the mice it didn't go into the yufus. What about hanoider min hayorid latanur? Somebody makes an issa neder, he's not going to eat something that goes into the oven. So the locher is ein osar ele b'pas. He's only osar to eat bread because that's the main thing that goes into the oven. The main thing you use, like the Ran says, the stam, yorid latana mashma pas. When you say stam loshima goes down into the oven, it means pas. V'yamoma kol maisa tana alai. But if he says anything that's made in the oven, then also b'chol anasa b'tana. Then true is also with anything that's made in the oven. But the Gemara says, v'yamoma, if he says though, kol maisa tana alai, any food that was made in the tanner in the oven is also to me. Then we say also b'chol anasa matanner. He's also with anything that's made in the tanner. So it depends, Toshet, by Nadorim, what type of a lashon, how you say it. If you say min hayorid latanner, that means min, the main thing that goes into the oven, that's bread. But if you say clearly, kol ma'isa tanner, means anything that's made in the oven, so you mean it. Any type of a food that's made in the oven is also